was a time, not very long ago, when we lived in an enchanted world of elegant palaces and grand parties. The year was 1916, and my son, Nicholas, was the Tsar of Imperial Russia. We were celebrating the 300th anniversary of our family's rule. And that night, no star burned brighter than that of our sweet Anastasia, my youngest granddaughter. She begged me not to return to Paris, so I had a very special gift made for her to make the separation easier for both of us.
For me? Is it a jewelry box?
Dimitri, you belong in the kitchen.
Look.
It plays our lullaby.
You can play it at night before you go to sleep and pretend that it's me singing. On the wind, cross the sea, hear this song and remember, soon you'll be home with me once upon a December. Read what it says.
Together in Paris. Really? Oh, Grandmama!
But we would never be together in Paris, for a dark shadow had descended upon the house of the Romanovs. His name was Rasputin. We thought he was a holy man, but he was a fraud, power mad and dangerous.
How dare you return to the palace?
Oh, I am your confidant.
Confidant?
Ha! You are a traitor! Get out!
You think you can banish the great Rasputin? By the unholy powers vested in me, I banish you with a curse! Mark my words. You and your family will die within a fortnight. I will not rest until I see the end of the Romanov line forever!
Consumed by his hatred for Nicholas and his family, Rasputin sold his soul for the power to destroy them.
Go. Fulfill your dark purpose. And seal the fate of the Tsar and his family once and for all.
From that moment on, the spark of unhappiness in our country was fanned into a flame that would soon destroy our lives forever.
Help!
Hurry, children!
My music box!
Anastasia! Come back! Come back! Anastasia! Please, hurry.
Come this way, out to servants' quarters.
Hurry, Anastasia.
Rasputin, she's dancing away.
My music box.
Go, go.
Comrade, in here.
Where are they, boy?
Grandma. Keep up with me, darling.
Rasputin.
Let me go, please.
You'll never escape me. Never.
Master!
Oh,
so many lives were destroyed that night. What had always been was now gone forever. And my Anastasia, my beloved grandchild, I never saw her again.
Although the Tsar did not survive, one daughter may be still alive.
Huh?
The Princess Anastasia!
Please do not repeat.
They say her royal grandmama will pay a royal sum to someone who can bring her princess
back. Dimitri, that's my mother.
For this painting, it's Romanov, I swear.
Don't you suppose pajamas come last by the pair?
I got these from the palace. It's lined with real fur.
It could be worth a fortune if it belonged to her.
Well, Dmitri, I got to the theater.
Everything's going according to plan. All we need is the girl.
Just think, Vlad. No more forging papers, no more stolen goods. We'll have three tickets out of here. One for you, one for me, and one for Anastasia!
It's the rumor, the legend, the mystery. It's the Princess Anastasia who will help us fly. You and I, friend, will go down in history. We'll find a girl to play the part and teach her what to say. Dress her up and take her to Paris. Imagine the reward her dear old grandmama will pay. Who else could pull it off but you and me? We'll be rich.
We'll be rich.
We'll be out.
We'll be out.
And St. Petersburg will have some more to talk about.
Yay! You can't. There's a rumor in St. Petersburg.
The biggest con in history.
You a job in the fish factory. You go straight down this path till you get to the fork in the road. Go left.
Bye!
Are you listening?
Bye, everybody!
I'm listening, Comrade Zamenkov.
You've been a thorn in my side since you were brought here, acting like the Queen of Sheba.
Bye!
Instead of the nameless no-account you are. For the past 10 years, I've fed you, I've clothed you, I've kept
a roof over my head.
How is it you don't have a clue to who you were before you came to us, but you can remember all that?
I do have a clue to...
I know. Together in Paris. So, you want to go to France to find your family, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Little Miss Anya, it's time to take your place in life. In life and in line. And be grateful, too. Together in Paris! grateful.
Be grateful, Anya.
I am grateful. Grateful to get away.
Go left,
she says. Well, I know what's to the left. I'll be Anya the orphan forever. But if I go right, maybe I could find... Whoever gave me this necklace must have loved me. This is crazy. Me? Go to Paris? Send me a sign. A hint. Anything. Hey! Hey! I don't have time to play right now, okay? I'm waiting for a sign. Would you please leave me alone? Give me that back. Oh, great. A dog wants me to go to St. Petersburg. Okay. I can take a hint.
Heart, don't fail me now. Courage, don't desert me. Don't turn back now that we're here. People always say life is full of choices. No one ever mentions fear or how the world can seem so vast on a journey. Somewhere down this road, I know someone's waiting. Years of dreams just can't be wrong. Arms will open wide, I'll be safe and wanted. Finally home where
Visa.
No exit visa. No ticket.
See Dimitri. He can help.
Where can I find him?
At the old palace. But you didn't hear it from me.
Oh.
Go.
Dimitri.
Nice, very nice.
And I lose my
screen. Okay,
I dance like a feather.
Thank you. Next, please.
Grandma, it's me, Anastasia.
Oh, brother. That's it, Dimitri.
Game over. Our last kopeck gone for this flea infested theater, and still no girl to pretend to be Anastasia.
We'll find her, Vlad. She's here somewhere, right under our noses. Don't forget, one look at this jewelry box, and the Empress will think we've brought the real Anastasia.
I'm looking for the Catherine. Excuse me.
And before she catches on, we'll be off spending the 10 million rubles.
No, there's no one living to throw on.
Puka! Puka! Puka, where are you?
Did you hear something?
Mm-hmm. No.
Hello? Anybody home?
You get in here.
Excuse me, child.
Do you see
what I see?
No.
Yes.
Yes!
A dog.
Are you Dimitri?
Cute. Perhaps that all depends on who's looking for him.
My name is Anya. I need travel papers. They say you're the man to see, even though I can't tell you who sent them.
Hmm.
Why are you circling me? What were you, a vulture in another life?
I'm sorry, Anya.
It's Anya.
Anya.
It's just
that you look an awful lot like... never mind. Now, you said something about travel papers.
Yes. I'd like to go to Paris.
You'd like to go to Paris?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is this here? Oh.
Oh, look. Oh, he likes this.
Nice dog.
Oh,
now, let me ask you something. Anya, was it? There's a last name that goes with that?
Well, actually, this is going to sound crazy. I don't know my last name. I was found wandering around when I was 8 years old.
And before that, before you were eight?
Look, I know it's strange, but I don't remember. I have very few memories of my past.
Hmm, that's perfect.
Well, I do have one clue, however, and that is Paris.
Paris?
Right, so can you two help me or not?
Glad tickets. Sure, would like to. In fact, oddly enough, we're going to Paris ourselves. And I've got I've got three tickets here. Unfortunately, the third one is for her, Anastasia.
Oh.
We are going to reunite the Grand Duchess Anastasia with her grandmother.
You do kind of resemble her.
The same blue eyes.
The Romanov eyes.
Nicholas's smile.
Alexandra's chin.
Oh, look, she even has the grandmother's hands.
She's the same age, the same physical type.
Are you trying to tell me that you think that I am Anastasia?
All I'm trying to tell you is that I've seen thousands of girls all over the country, and not one of them looks as much like the Grand Duchess as you. I mean, look at the portrait.
I knew you were crazy from the beginning, but now I think you are both mad.
Why? You don't remember what happened to you.
No one knows what happened to her.
You're looking for family in Paris?
And her only family is in Paris.
You ever thought about the possibility?
That I could be royalty? Oh, I don't know. It's kind of hard to think of yourself as a duchess when you're sleeping on a damp floor. But sure. Yeah, I guess every lonely girl would hope she's a princess.
And somewhere, one little girl is. After all, the name Anastasia means she will rise again.
Really wish we could help, but the third ticket is for the Grand Duchess Anastasia. Good luck.
Why didn't you tell her about our brilliant plan?
All she wants to do is go to Paris. Why give away a third of the reward money?
I'm telling you, we're walking away too soon.
Not to worry, I got it all under control. All right, but walk a little slower. Three, two, one.
Dimitri!
Right in the palm of our hand.
Dimitri, wait!
Did you call me?
If I don't remember who I am, then who's to say I'm not a princess or a duchess or whatever she is, right?
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Yeah, and if I'm not Anastasia, the Empress will certainly know right away, and it's all just an honest mistake.
Sounds plausible.
But if you are the princess, then you'll finally know who you are and have your family back.
You know he's right. Either way, it gets you to Paris.
Right.
Ow.
May I present Her Royal Highness the Grand Duchess Anastasia.
Kuka, we are going to Paris.
Dog stays.
What are you talking about? The dog goes.
No, dog does not go.
I say he's going.
I'm allergic to dogs.
Anastasia? Yeah, just one problem there, fella. Anastasia's dead. All the Romanovs are dead. They're dead. Dead, dead, dead.
Am I right, my friend? I mean, how could that be? Oh, come on. Am I supposed to believe that thing woke up after all these years just because some guy claims she's a Romanov? Okay, I get the message. Enough already with the glowing and the smoke people.
If
dead things come back to life, it must mean Anastasia's alive.
Just leave the dog.
I am not leaving the dog.
And that's her.
What a train to catch.
Ow! Oh! Oh!
Mayday! Mayday! Hey!
Oh, boy. Ow. I tell you what, ow.
Who dares intrude on my solitude? Get up! Get up!
Ow!
Talk. Is that you?
Master, you're alive?
Yeah, a man out of speaking.
Whoa, that fell right out there, sir.
Something's happened.
Yeah.
Whoopsie.
I knew it. I could feel the dark forces stirring.
I'm not surprised because I saw her, Anastasia.
Alive?
Sir, your lips, they're,
That Romanov brow.
Yeah, ain't that the kick in the head? I guess a curse just ain't what it used to be, huh, sir?
That's why I'm stuck here in limbo. My curse is unfulfilled.
Oh! 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 Oh!
Look at me. I'm falling apart. I'm a wreck.
Actually, considering how long you've been dead, you look pretty good. Sir, you do, you do. Sir, is this the face of a bat who would lie to you? Come on, for a minute there you had your old spark back.
If only I had lost a gift from the dark forces. The key to my powers.
What, you mean this reliquary?
Where did you get that?
Oh, I found
it. Give it to me!
All right, don't get so grabby.
My old friend, together again. Now my dark purpose will be fulfilled, and the last of the Romanovs will die! In the dark of the night, I was tossing and turning. And the nightmare I had was as bad as can be. It scared me out of my wits. A corpse falling to bits. Then I opened my eyes and the nightmare was me.
Whoa.
I was once the most mystical man in all Russia. When the royals betrayed me, they made a mistake. My curse made each of them pay. But one little girl got away. Little Anya, beware, Rasputin's away!
In the dark of the night, people will find her! In the dark of the night,
revenge will be sweet when the curse is complete!
In the dark of the night,
he'll be gone!
Hi, ladies, let
I can feel that my power are slowly returning. Buy my sash and a dash of cologne for that smell. As the pieces fall into place, I'll see her fall into place. To Fedanya, Anya, your grace, farewell.
In the dark of the night, terror will strike her.
There is the least I can do.
In the dark of the night,
people
will
soon she will feel that her nightmares are real.
In the dark of the night,
my dear, here's a sign. It's the end of the line.
In the dark of the night. In the dark of the night.
Come, my minions, rise for your master. Let your evil shine.
In the dark of the night.
Find her now, yes, fly ever faster.
In the dark of the night.
Hmm. Oh, the mutt gets the window seat. Stop fiddling with that thing. Sit up straight. Remember, you're Grand Duchess.
How is it that you know what Grand Duchesses do or don't do?
I'm making my business to know.
Oh.
Look, Anya, I'm just trying to help, all right?
Dimitri?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think I'm royalty?
You know I do.
Then stop bossing me around.
She certainly has a mind of her own.
Yeah, I hate that woman. Look, I think we got off on the wrong foot.
Well, I think we did too.
Okay.
But I appreciate your apology.
Apology? Who said anything about an apology? I was just saying
don't talk anymore, okay? It's only going to upset me.
Fine. I'll be quiet. I'll be quiet if you will.
All right, I'll be quiet.
Fine.
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 Fine. You think you're going to miss it?
Miss what? You're talking?
No. Russia.
Nope.
But it was your home.
It was a place I once lived. End of story.
Well, then you must plan on making Paris your true home.
What is it with you and homes?
Well, for one thing, it's something that every normal person wants. And for another thing, it's a thing where you...
What?
You know, oh, get it!
Fine.
Thank goodness it's you. Just please remove him from my sight.
What have you done to her?
Me? It's her.
Ha!
Oh, no. An unspoken attraction.
Attraction? To that skinny little brat? Have you lost your mind?
I was only asking a simple question.
Attraction? Ridiculous.
This month, the traveling papers were blue, but now they are red.
Rude. It's what I hate about this government. Everything's in red.
Red?
I propose we move to the baggage car quickly before the guards come.
I propose we get off this train.
You. Well, that's okay then.
Come on, we gotta go.
Where are you going?
I think you broke my nose.
Men are such babies.
Yes. Yes. This will do nicely.
Oh, you're freezing here.
Sick and thaw in Paris.
The baggage car? There wouldn't be anything wrong with our papers now, would there, Maestro?
Of course not, Your Grace. It's just that I hate to see you forced to mingle with all those commoners. What was that?
I don't know, but there goes the dining car.
Get off of me!
I'm trying.
Ow!
Ah, Dimitri!
What?
I think someone has flambéed our engine!
Something's not right. Wait here, I'll check it out. Oh. Ah. Anybody here?
Oh. We're going way too fast!
Nobody's driving this train! We're gonna have to jump!
Did you say jump? After you!
Fine. Send me one couple of cars. Come on! I need a wrench, an axe, anything!
Yeah!
Come on! There's gotta be something in there better than this! That'll work. Go, go, go! What do they teach you in those orphanages?
The brake, fellows!
Turn harder! Don't worry, we've got plenty of track. We'll just coast to a stop.
You were saying?
I got an idea, Vlad. Give me a hand with this.
Hand me the chain.
Not you.
Vlad's busy at the moment. And to think that could have been you.
If we live through this, remind me to thank you.
Here goes nothing. Brace yourself.
Wow. Take it easy there. You know, sir, really, you should watch your blood pressure. My nephew Izzy just keeled over one day, mid-mango. Stress, it's a killer, sir. And he's a fruit bat. No meat, no blood either.
How could I let her escape?
You're right, it's very upsetting, sir. I guess this reliquary's broken.
Here it is!
All right, now, sir, take it easy there. Just remember what I said to you about stress.
I sold my soul for this. My life, my very existence depends on it. And you almost destroyed it.
I get it. You break it, you bought it.
See that you remember. Miserable rodent.
Oh, sure, blame the bat. What the heck, where easy targets?
What are you muttering about?
Anastasia, sir, just wishing I could do the job for you, sir. I'd give her a ha, then a hi-ya, and then a woo-ah, and I'd kick her, sir.
Oh, I have something else in mind. Something more enticing. Something really cruel.
Gonna walk to Paris?
We'll take a boat in Germany.
Oh, then we're walking to Germany.
No, Your Grace. We're taking a bus.
A bus. That's nice.
Sophie, my dear, Vladdy's on his way.
Who's Sophie?
Who's Sophie? She's a tender little morsel, a cup of hot chocolate after a long walk in snow.
Vlad, ixnay on the officer.
She's a decadent pastry filled with whipped cream and laughter.
Is this a person or a cream puff?
She is the Empress's ravishing first cousin.
But I thought we were going to see the Empress herself. Why are we going to see her cousin? Dimitri?
Well, nobody gets near the Dowager Empress without convincing Sophie first.
Oh, no. Not me. No. No. Nobody ever told me I had to prove I was the Grand Duchess.
Look, I...
Show up, yes. Look nice, fine, but lie?
You don't know it's a lie. What if it's true? Okay, so there's one more stop on the road to finding out who you are. I just thought this was something you had to see through to the end, no matter
but
what.
Look at me, Dimitri. I am not exactly Grand Duchess material here.
Ugh.
Tell me, child, what do you see?
I see a skinny little nobody with no past and no future.
I see an engaging and fiery young woman who on a number of occasions has shown a regal command equal to any royal in the world. And I have known my share of royalty. You see, my dear, I was a member of the imperial court.
So, are you ready to become the Grand Duchess Anastasia?
No.
What?
There is nothing left for you back there, my dear. Everything is in Paris.
Gentlemen, start your teaching.
I remember it well. You were born in a palace by the sea.
A palace by the sea? Could it be?
Yes, that's right. You rode horseback when you were only three.
Horseback riding? Me?
And the horse?
He was white.
You made faces and terrorized the cook.
Threw him in the brook.
Was I wild?
Wrote the book.
But you'd behave when your father gave that look.
Imagine how it was.
Your long forgotten past. We've nothing left to teach you and the time is going fast.
All right, I'm ready.
Now shoulders back and stand up tall.
And do not walk, but try to float.
I feel a little foolish. Am I floating?
Like a little boat.
You give a bow.
What happens now?
Your hand receives a kiss. Most of all, remember this. If I can learn to do it, you can learn to do it.
Something in your nose.
There's nothing to it. Follow in my footsteps, shoe by shoe. You can learn to do it too. Now, elbows in and sit up straight.
I never slurped for stroganoff.
I never cared for stroganoff.
She said that like a Romanov.
The samovar.
The caviar.
Dessert and then goodnight?
Not until you get this right. If I can learn to do it, you can learn to do it.
You can learn to do it.
Help together. And you'll pull through it. Tell yourself it's easy. And it's true. Next, we memorize the names of the royalty. Now, here we have Kropotkin.
Shot for tempting.
In the Botkin. Oh. And dear old Uncle Vanya loved his Botkin.
Got it, Anya?
No.
The Baron Korshkin.
He was short.
Count Anatoly.
Had a...
Wore.
Count Sergei.
Wore a feathered hat.
I hear he's gotten very
fat. And I recall his yellow cat.
I don't believe we told her that.
If you can learn to do it, I can learn to do it.
Don't know how you knew it.
I simply knew it. Suddenly I feel like someone new.
Anya, you're a dream come true. If I can learn to do it,
I can learn to do it.
You can learn to do it.
Help
together.
And you'll pull through it.
Tell yourself it's easy.
And it's true.
You can learn to do it.
Nothing to it.
You can learn to do it.
I bought you a dress.
You bought me a tent.
What are you looking for?
The Russian circus. I think it's still in here.
Come on. Just put it on.
Ah. Hmm.
Checkmate. Wonderful, marvelous. Oh. And now you are dressed for a ball, and you will learn to dance for one as well. Dimitri?
I'm not very good at it.
And? One, two, three. One, two, three. No, no. Anya, you don't lead. Let him.
That dress is really beautiful.
Do you think so?
Yes. I mean, it was nice on the hanger, but it looks even better on you. You should wear it.
I am wearing it.
Oh, right. Of course. I'm just trying to give you a
compliment?
Of course, yes.
It's 1, 2, 3, and suddenly I see it at a glance. She's radiant and confident and born to take this chance. I taught her well, I planned it all, I just forgot romance. Vlad, how could you do this? How will we get through this? I never should have let them dance.
I'm feeling a little dizzy.
Kind of lightheaded?
Yeah.
Me too. Probably from spinning. Maybe we should stop.
We have stopped.
Anya, I...
Yes?
You're doing fine.
Look at him. He can sleep through anything. Pretty jewelry box, isn't it?
Jewelry box? Are you sure that's what it is?
What else could it be?
Well, something else. Something... special. Something to do with a secret. Is that possible?
Anything's possible. You taught Dimitri how to waltz, didn't you? Sleep well, Your Majesty.
Sweet dream, Luca.
There she is, Master. Oh, sound asleep in her little bed.
And pleasant dreams to you, Princess. I'll get inside your mind where you can't escape me.
Thank you.
one size.
Hello!
Jump in. Jump!
Anya! Anya! Stop! Anya, no!
Yes.
Jump!
Here, Romanov.
Curse!
No! Oh!
Anya, wake up!
The Romanov curse!
Romanov, what?
Curse.
What are you talking about?
I keep seeing faces, so many faces.
It was a nightmare. It's all right. You're safe now.
No!
Easy, Master. Wow. This is no time to lose your head.
You're right. I am calm. I am heartless. I have no feelings whatsoever.
Sir?
I feel a sudden onset of clarity, Bartok. I'll have to kill her myself in person.
What? You mean... physically?
You know what I said. If you want something done right.
But that means going topside.
Exactly. I have so many fond memories of Paris.
Killing the last Romanovs with my own hands will be so delicious.
Well, time to go.
But you're dead! You're falling apart, sir. How do you expect to get to Paris in one piece?
I thought we'd take the train.
Yes, I remember so well. Uncle Yashin was from Moscow. Uncle Boris was from Odessa. And every spring...
we would take picnics by the shore on Sunday. Haven't you anything better to do?
Oh dear, now you have to leave, Nadia. Goodbye.
No more.
I must say, I'm so sorry. I thought that one surely was real. Well, she was real. I mean, she was human, of course, but not our real. But we won't be fooled next time. No, I'm going to think of really hard questions.
No. My heart can't take it anymore. I will see no more girls claiming to be Anastasia.
Where is Uncle Boris from?
What if Sophie doesn't recognize me?
She will. You're Anastasia.
It's just that...
what?
But 3 days ago, I didn't have any past at all, and now I'm trying to remember an entire lifetime.
That's why you got me. Now, where was Uncle Boris from?
Moscow?
Oui, monsieur?
Sophie! Stanislavskaevna, Somokov, Smirnov!
Vladimir Vanyavonitsky Vasilovich. Well, this is a respect then. Oh, but look at me. Where are my manners? Come in, everyone. I'm palpitating in shock and surprise.
May I present Her Imperial Highness the Grand Duchess Anastasia Nikolaevna.
Oh, my heaven. She certainly does look like Anastasia. But so did many of the others. Where were you born?
At the Peterhof Palace.
Correct. And how does Anastasia like her tea?
I don't like tea. Just hot water and lemon.
Good. Finally, you'll most likely find this an impertinent question, but indulge me. How did you escape during the siege of the palace?
There was a boy who worked in the palace. He opened a wall. I'm sorry, that's crazy. Walls opening.
So? Is she a Romanov?
Oh, well, she answered every question.
You hear that, child? You did it! So, when do we go and see the Empress?
I'm afraid you don't. Oh,
come again, my pet.
The Empress simply won't allow it.
Now, Sophie, my bride, I will... Surely you can think of some way to arrange a brief interview with the Dowager. I refuse to bow until an answer occurs to you. Please?
Do you like the Russian ballet? I believe they're performing in Paris tonight. The Dowager Empress and I love the Russian ballet. We never miss it.
We did it! We're going to see the Imperial Highness tonight! We're going to get the 10 million rubles! We're going to be...
She is the princess.
Anya was extraordinary! I almost believed her! And Sophie!
Sophie wants to take us shopping for the ballet! Shopping in Paris, can you believe it?
Welcome, my friends, to Paris. Here, have a flower on me. Forget where you're from. You're in France. Children, come. I'll show you that French joie de vivre. Paris holds the key to your heart. And all our Paris plays a part.
Bonjour! You stroll two by two
down what we call love.
And soon all Paris will be singing to you.
Paris holds a key to l'amour.
And not even Freud knows the cure.
There's love in the air.
French have it down to an art.
Paris holds the key to your heart. Ooh, la, la.
When you're feeling blue, come to Les Moulins. When you're thinking the French say do.
When you think you can't, you will find you can, can. Everyone can.
You can too.
The key to her past. Yes, princess, I found you at last. No more pretend you'll be gone, that's the end.
You'll be treasurely and so smart.
And forget all your woes.
Where a rose is a rose.
We don't have anything to be nervous about. She's the princess.
I know, but...
No, you don't know. I was the boy in the palace, the one who opened the wall. She's the real thing, Vlad.
That means our Anya has found her family. We have found the heir to the Russian throne. And you...
will walk out of her life forever.
But...
princesses don't marry kitchen boys.
I know, but...
we're going to go through with this as if nothing has changed.
You've got to tell her.
Tell me what?
How beautiful you look.
Well, thank you.
Hey. Take a deep breath. Everything's gonna be fine.
Wait here for just a moment. I'll go in and announce you properly.
Dimitri.
Yes?
Look, we've been through a lot together.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to...
Yes?
Well... thank you, I guess. Yes. Thank you for everything.
Anya, I...
Yes.
Yes? I want to wish you good luck, I guess.
Oh.
Good luck. Well, here goes. Please inform Her Majesty, the Dowager Empress, that I have found her granddaughter, the Grand Duchess Anastasia. She's waiting to see her just outside the door.
I'm very sorry, young man, but the Dowager Empress, she will see no one.
You may tell that impertinent young man that I have seen enough Grand Duchess Anastasias to last me a lifetime.
You'd better go.
Please, let me just...
Now, if you'll excuse me, I wish to live out the remainder of my lonely life in peace.
Oh, I'll see you through the door. Come now. Come to the door.
Your Majesty, I intend you no harm. My name is Dimitri. I used to work at the palace.
Well, that's one I haven't heard, I must say.
Wait! Don't go, please! If you'll just hear me...
I know what you're after. I've seen it before. Men who train young women in the royal way.
But if Your Highness will just listen...
Haven't you been listening? I've had enough. I don't care how much you have fashioned this girl to look like her, sound like her, or act like her. In the end, it never is her.
This time it is her.
Dimitri, I've heard of you. You're that con man from St. Petersburg who was holding auditions to find an Anastasia lookalike.
But, Your Grace, we've come all the way from Russia just
and
to see...
And others have come from Timbuktu.
No, it's not that. It's not what you think.
How much pain will you inflict on an old woman for money? Remove him at once.
But she is Anastasia, I'm telling you. She's the Grand Duchess. If you'll only speak to her, you'll see.
It was all a lie,
wasn't
it?
No, no.
You used me? I was just part of your con to get her money?
No. Look, it may have started out that way, but everything's different now. Because you really are Anastasia. You are!
Stop it! From the very beginning, you lied! And I not only believed you, I actually...
Anya, please. When you spoke of the hidden door of the wall opening and the little boy, listen to me. That was...
No! I don't want to hear about anything that I said or remembered. You just leave me alone!
Anya, please! You have to know the truth!
Down.
I'm not Ilya, and I won't slow down, not until you listen.
No! How dare you! Stop this car immediately! Stop this car!
You have to talk to her. Just look at her. Please.
I won't be badgered by you a moment longer.
Do you recognize this?
Where did you get this?
I know you've been hurt, but it's just possible that she's been as lost and alone as you.
You'll stop at nothing, will you?
I'm probably about as stubborn as you are.
Go away, Dmitri. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were...
I know very well who you thought I was. Who exactly are you?
I was hoping you could tell me.
My dear, I'm old, and I'm tired of being conned and tricked.
I don't want to trick you.
And I suppose the money doesn't interest you either?
I just want to know who I am. Whether or not I belong to a family. Your family.
You're a very good actress. Best yet, in fact, but I've had enough.
Peppermint?
An oil for my hands.
Yes. I spilled the bottle. The carpet was soaked, and it forever smelled of peppermint. Like you. I used to lie there on that rug, and oh, how I missed you when you went away. When you came here, to Paris.
What is that?
This? Well, I've always had it ever since before I can remember.
May I? It was our secret. My Anastasia's and mine.
The music box. Two... Sing me to sleep when you were in Paris.
Anastasia.
Oh.
Bartok,
get me a comb. Find some cologne. I want to look my best.
That might take some work, sir.
Yes, snap to it. They're going to a party.
A party in Paris?
That's right.
Oh, I could teach you the latest dance step. It starts with like a whoop, and then you get really crazy with the hips, sir. It's fun.
We'll let the Grand Duchess Anastasia have her moment.
But who cares?
Then we'll kill her.
Right, then kill her? Sir, what happened to the party idea?
That's where we'll kill her. Crush her at the height of her glory.
And we're back to the crushing. Sir, I'm begging you, please, please forget the girl and get alive.
Oh, I'll get alive, Bartok. First.
I remember now. How much I love them.
They would not want us to live in the past. Not now that we have found each other.
Hmm. Oh, look here.
The drawing you gave me. Remember?
Yes. Olga made me so mad. She said it looked like a pig riding a donkey. She was right.
In your laughter, once again, I hear my Mickey, your dear father. But you have the beauty of your mother, Alexandra, Empress of all Russia.
Sent for me, Your Grace?
10 million rubles, as promised with my gratitude.
I accept your gratitude, Your Highness, but I don't want the money.
What do you want, then?
Unfortunately, nothing you can give.
Young man, where did you get that music box? You were the boy, weren't you? The servant boy who got us out. You saved her life and mine. Then you restored her to me. Yet you want no reward.
Not anymore.
Why the change of mind?
It was more a change of heart. I must go.
Hello, Dmitri.
Hello.
Did you collect your reward?
My business is complete.
Young man, you will bow and address the princess as Your Highness.
No, that's not necessary.
Please, Your Highness. I'm glad you found what you were looking for.
Yes, I'm glad you did too.
Well then, goodbye, Your Highness.
You look fabulous!
Oh. Do you mind? No. Of course not. You're a wonderful look.
Well, if you're ever in St. Petersburg again, look me up. So long, Vlad.
My boy, you're making a mistake.
Trust me, this is the one thing I'm doing right. So long, Mutt. I can't stay. I don't belong here.
not there.
Oh, I know he's not. Who's not there, Grandmama?
A remarkable young man who found a music box.
Well, he's probably too busy spending his reward money as fast as he can.
Look at them dance.
You were born into this world of glittering jewels and fine titles.
Oh, but
I wonder if this is what you really want.
Of course. Of course it is. I found what I was looking for. I found out who I am. I found you.
Yes, you did find me. And you'll always have me. But is it enough? My darling. He didn't take the money.
He didn't?
Knowing that you are alive, seeing the woman you have become, brings me joy I never thought I could feel again. Whatever you choose, we will always have each other.
Grandmama, can't you tell me that... Puka? Puka! Puka!
Voilà.
Merci.
Your next.
Around comes round, 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 round.
Oh, you're on your own, sir. This can only end in tears.
Oh. I'm not afraid of you.
I can fix that. Care for a little swim under the ice? Say your prayers, Anastasia! No one can save you!
Want a bet?
Dimitri? We lived through this. Remind me to thank you.
Thank me later.
How enchanted. Together again. For the last time. You'll get a kick out of this.
Dimitri!
Watch out! Das Vidania!
death.
No! Anya!
Long live the Romanovs!
Great! Oh, I couldn't have said it better myself. This is for Dimitri.
Give it back.
This is for my family.
I'll tear you to pieces.
And this is for you. That is Danya.
I was.
You didn't take the...
I couldn't.
Why?
Because I... Oh. They're waiting for you.
Grandmama, wish me luck. We'll be together in Paris again soon. A bientôt.
They be eloped. Isn't it romantic? It's a perfect ending.
No, it's a perfect beginning.
Everybody.
We were strangers starting out on a journey, never dreaming what we'd have to go through. Now here we are, and I'm suddenly standing at the beginning with you.
Told me I was going to find you.
December.